The World Health Organization today extended a SARS travel warning to Taiwan and two more Chinese provinces. It also confirmed reports out earlier this week that the death rate from severe acute respiratory syndrome is higher than first believed. Health officials in Hong Kong say the SARS epidemic there is slowing down. The number of new cases reported in Hong Kong each day is in the single digits. Still, more than 1,600 people have contracted the respiratory disease in a city of 7 million people. And Hong Kong's economy continues to suffer under warnings against non-essential travel there. NPR's Joe Palca is in Hong Kong. What's the situation there? Is it true the epidemic seems to be subsiding?
Well, if the official figures are correct, yes, that seems to be the direction things are heading. The daily report just issued here says that there were 7 new cases today. 2 of those were among healthcare workers, and 5 were people who had come in contact with SARS patients. So that would be the 5th day in a row that there have been single digits or fewer than 10 cases reported. And, of course, you know, once they get down to less than 5 cases per day, that begins to ring bells with the WHO that says maybe the travel advisories warning people to travel here should be lifted.
Are the hospitals able to handle all these cases?
Well, yes, I guess you'd have to say they are, in the sense that they are handling them. But you can see strains. There's a lot of reports about how hard the nursing staff has had to work. A lot of nurses have been pressed into service in intensive care units when they weren't necessarily trained for that. And, of course, working with SARS patients is a very stressful experience, and it's been debilitating for some of the staff. So they are managing. I think a more troubling note is the fact that there's still this slow trickle of healthcare workers who are getting infected, and that suggests that maybe the kinds of precautions that people should be taking in hospitals to protect themselves against getting the disease aren't being followed scrupulously.
What's the reaction by city residents as the number of confirmed SARS cases has gone down?
Well, I've been out and about today, and I would estimate that between 10 and 20% of people are wearing masks, which means, of course, that a lot of people aren't wearing masks. But there's also on every street corner, at every little shop, at every little drugstore, and even just knick-knack stores, you can buy masks. You can buy hand cleaners, you can buy all kinds of bleaching material. So there seems to be a pretty good education campaign about the kinds of things that need to be done in order to bring this under control. And so people seem to have the proper, maybe you would say the proper level of concern. But at the same time, I mean, walking through a crowded market where you would think that the risk of person-to-person transmission of anything would be higher, you still don't see a lot of masks being worn. And, of course, the masks that people are wearing are just simple surgical masks, and it's not clear that they're the kind of high-protection masks that the CDC in America, as Centers for Disease Control in America, are recommending that people use.
Hong Kong's had a much harder time controlling the SARS epidemic than Vietnam or Singapore or Toronto, places where SARS has all but stopped. What's the difference?
Well, there's probably a lot of factors there. I think you can partly forgive Hong Kong in the sense that it was the first place, or among the first places, certainly, to see this disease, and so they perhaps were a little bit uncertain about what the first steps were to do. At the same time, I've talked to a bunch of healthcare professionals who are extremely critical of the initial response of the Hong Kong authorities. They felt that because it was a new disease, because it appeared it might be an infectious disease, that much, much more stringent precautions should have been taken. I mean, people were telling me that in the early days, SARS patients were in the hospital and their families were allowed to visit. There was no special masking, no special gowning for family members, and people were coming in and out of the hospital and perhaps spreading the disease that way. And, of course, a lot of healthcare workers were getting sick, and there's not a lot of hand washing. So perhaps Hong Kong just hasn't taken the draconian procedures of quarantining people that some of the other cities that you described have taken.
NPR's Joe Palca in Hong Kong.